Facebook Messenger, San Bernardino County District Attorney 7.6K people like this including Sammy Davis Government Organization. United States Office of Personnel Management Social Media Policy. https://opm.gov/news/social-media-presence/social-media-policy.pdf. Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. Quick Guide. Social Media for Public Officials 101 A First Amendment Guide for Public Officials Using Social Media. January 15, 2020. Government officials are increasingly using social media to share information with the public, and to allow members of the public to communicate with them about matters relating to government. In a recent case, the Supreme Court described social media platforms as the modern public square, noting that these platforms afford users the opportunity to petition their elected representatives and otherwise engage with them in a direct manner. Government officials who use social media accounts to carry out their official duties are engaged in state action and are therefore bound by the First Amendment. Thus, one federal appeals court recently held that President Trump's Twitter account is a public forum for First Amendment purposes, and that the president's practice of blocking users from the account on the basis of viewpoint is unconstitutional. Another federal appeals court reached essentially the same conclusions in a case involving a county official's Facebook page. Almost all of the courts that have addressed the issue have relied on the same basic analytical framework. In this document, we offer some guidance to public officials who use, or want to use, social media in connection with their official duties. What we offer here isn't legal advice. If you're a public official, you should read our guidance, but you should also consult your own attorney. The guidance we provide here is meant to help public officials derive the benefits of social media and navigate some of the challenges associated with social media without running afoul of the First Amendment. Our guidance is informed by settled legal principles as well as recent court decisions. This said, it's important to note that the technology of social media is new and evolving, that many questions about how the First Amendment should apply to this technology have yet to be resolved by the courts, and that some of these questions are genuinely difficult. We anticipate amending this guidance as the law, technology, and our own thinking evolve. 1. If you want your social media account to remain personal, don't use it for official purposes. Public officials don't surrender their First Amendment rights by entering public service. If you'd like to, you can maintain a personal social media account and use it to discuss your family, your golf game, or your thoughts as a citizen about world affairs. And like any other user of social media, you can block followers from a personal account for any reason you want to. If you use your social media account for official purposes, though, the First Amendment restricts you from doing some of the things you could do with a purely personal account. Our advice, if you don't want to be bound by the First Amendment, don't use your social media account as an extension of your office. Don't use it to make announcements about your official responsibilities or actions. Don't use it to solicit the public's views about what legislation you should introduce or support, or whom you should appoint to an official government post, or whether you should vote to impeach the president. Don't use it to carry out your duties, to call official meetings, for example, or to issue orders that you have the authority to issue only because of your government position. In deciding whether you are using your account for official purposes, courts are likely to look to the way you use, administer, and present the account, not just the label you give to it. It's not enough for you to simply declare that your social media account is personal, if in fact you use the account to carry out the duties of your office. In assessing whether you are using your account for official purposes, courts are likely to consider how you use the account. Do you use your account to communicate information about your official duties and to solicit information from constituents and the general public related to those duties? Whether you use government resources in connection with your account. Does your staff help you with your account by, for example, drafting, reviewing, or posting social media messages, or otherwise managing the account? Do you use government equipment or other government resources in operating your account? Do you use your account while carrying out your official responsibilities, for example, while attending events in your official capacity? How you present the account? Do you associate the account with your official position by, for example, including your official title in your account description, or using a profile picture that shows you acting in your official capacity? Do you refer to the account as official or direct constituents or others to it in a way that suggests that the account is an extension of your office? Courts are likely to evaluate whether your account reflects state action by looking to the totality of the circumstances, that is, by looking to all of these factors, and perhaps others. If you want to maintain both a personal account and an official one, you should maintain a clear separation between the two. 2. Don't block users or delete comments just because they criticize you. If you use your account as an extension of your office, the First Amendment prohibits you from blocking people from the account, or suppressing or deleting their comments, or otherwise penalizing them, because of their viewpoints. Multiple courts have held that social media accounts used for official purposes are public forums, within the meaning of the First Amendment. A public forum is established when the government invites members of the public to speak in a space that the government owns or controls. Courts have held that the interactive features of social media accounts used for official purposes make those accounts public forums for First Amendment purposes because they enable members of the public to speak by, for example, replying to tweets or posting comments. While there are different kinds of forums, including public forums in which all topics and speakers are allowed, and limited, public forums, in which the government restricts which speakers can participate or which topics can be addressed, one rule that applies to all First Amendment forums is that the government may not stop people from speaking in them on the basis of their viewpoints. The rule against viewpoint discrimination ensures that people aren't excluded from public discourse simply because their views are controversial or disagreeable to others. It also helps ensure that government officials don't insulate themselves from the opinions of the people whom they are supposed to represent. One related point is worth making here. Social media companies sometimes remove speech from their platforms that you, as a public official, couldn't lawfully suppress or block. Because the companies are private actors, their conduct is generally not subject to First Amendment limitations. But your conduct is. In our view, the First Amendment bars public officials from directing or encouraging platforms to take down speech that the officials couldn't constitutionally take down themselves. If the First Amendment bars you from suppressing speech directly, it bars you from suppressing it indirectly, too. Our advice, if you use your account for official purposes, don't discriminate on the basis of viewpoint. It's undemocratic and unconstitutional. 3. Have a social media policy, make it public, and follow it. If you use your social media account for official purposes, you should adopt policies for the account and post those policies publicly. Posting your policies publicly will let your followers and others know how you intend to use the account and how you hope others will use the forum established by the account. Your policies should explain the general purposes you hope the account will serve, any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads, and how you will address violations of those limitations. Make your policies as clear as possible. Be especially careful with the words you use to describe any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads. Policies that use words or phrases susceptible to multiple interpretations don't give users sufficient notice of what speech is allowed and what speech is disallowed, and those policies will be vulnerable to constitutional challenge. More on this below. It's important to understand that the rule against viewpoint discrimination applies not just to your policies but also to your enforcement of those policies. In other words, the First Amendment prohibits you from adopting a policy that discriminates on the basis of viewpoint, but it also prohibits you from enforcing a non-discriminatory policy in a way that discriminates on the basis of viewpoint. 4. If you limit what your followers can post, the limits should be reasonable and viewpoint neutral and enforced consistently. As a public official, you may be subjected to speech that is pointed, disparaging, critical, mocking, unfair, cheap, dishonest, false, abusive, outrageous, and offensive. You can, of course, call out this speech and respond to it. As a general matter, though, you can't suppress it. For good reasons, the First Amendment provides very broad protection to political speech, and the courts have been especially protective of speech directed at public officials. This said, there's no question that some kinds of speech can be disruptive, discourage civic participation that's important to our democracy, and make a public forum less useful than it might otherwise be. On social media, abuse and harassment are significant problems, especially for women and minorities. There are measures you can take to address some categories of speech that can be especially disruptive. You can disallow content that falls outside the protection of the First Amendment, for example, true threats and obscenity. These are narrow categories, but they are broad enough to encompass some forms of abusive and harassing speech. Abusive speech and harassing speech are not themselves well-defined categories, and a prohibition that relied on those phrases would likely be struck down as unconstitutionally vague. You can impose reasonable and viewpoint-neutral rules relating to the time, place, or manner of speech. Though no court has addressed the issue, we think that the First Amendment would permit you to place a reasonable limit on the number of times any given user can comment on one of your posts. A restriction like this might help ensure that a comment thread doesn't get hijacked by a single speaker. You can impose limitations on the topics that can be addressed in the forum, so long as the limitations are viewpoint-neutral and reasonable in light of the purpose of the forum. We think that the First Amendment would allow you to restrict people from posting advertisements, promotions, and solicitations of commercial products and services. And we think it would allow you to require users to stay on topic on a post-by-post basis, so long as you enforce the limitation consistently and in a viewpoint-neutral way. An on-topic requirement may give you a tool for addressing at least some kinds of abusive and harassing speech. You may also be able to limit who can speak in the forum, so long as the limitations are viewpoint-neutral and reasonable in light of the purpose of the forum. For example, if you have a reliable way of differentiating constituents from others, the First Amendment might permit you to restrict the forum to your constituents. we believe that the kinds of restrictions described above could be defended against a First Amendment challenge, assuming, yet again, that you enforce them consistently and in a viewpoint-neutral manner. Still, you should think carefully before adopting any of these restrictions. Consider whether the restriction you have in mind could suppress speech that is important, even if it's inconvenient or offensive. Consider whether the restrictions would insulate you or your followers from views you should hear, or deprive you of information that you or your followers should know. Also consider whether you have the time and resources to enforce the restrictions. If you have millions of followers and no social media staff, it may not be feasible for you to enforce these kinds of restrictions consistently, and inconsistent enforcement will be vulnerable to First Amendment challenge. 5. If you moderate speech on your account, don't forget due process. If you restrict the kind of content that can be posted by others in the comment threads associated with your account, you should make clear in your publicly posted social media policy that you will notify users if you determine they have violated your policies. When you provide notice, the notice should specify the provision of your policy you believe the user has violated, include a copy of the content you believe violated the policy, if it isn't readily apparent, explain why the content violated the provisions you've cited, explain what measures you've taken or will take in response to the violation, and explain how the user can challenge your decision. The consequence for violating the terms of your social media use policy should be tailored to the violation, taking into account whether the user can correct the issue, and whether the user has violated the same policy in the past. You should block users only as a last resort, because blocking prevents the blocked users from speaking at all in the forum. You should consider whether less severe restrictions, like muting users, or hiding replies, both of which are possible on Twitter, would achieve what you want to accomplish. We recommend that, if you block people from your account for violation of your policies, you block them for only brief periods. You should block people for longer periods only if they violate your policies repeatedly. Again, we anticipate updating this document as technology evolves and the courts consider questions they haven't yet addressed. If you have questions about, or reactions to, anything we've written here, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at info@nightcolumbia.org. Thursday, July 23, 2020, 9:05 a.m. How do I file a complaint against a police officer? You will need to file a complaint at the particular police or sheriff's department in question. Should you not receive the satisfaction you are desiring, you should then seek the assistance of a private attorney. We do not investigate law enforcement officers unless a criminal charge has been submitted to our office. Thursday, 10:48 a.m. It is time to share the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the absolute truth, oh, the absolute real up human truth, the absolute real up human moral truth. But it will be you two that will intervene to violate my basic human rights. Pair watch, the truth will come forward one way or another, even if I have to file every single piece of paper and every single argument and every single brief myself. https://m.youtube.com/watch.v=Koikauzak. 14 minutes introduction to the nightmare that began 15 years ago. But you will not watch, cause you will have culpable deniability. Please fax or try to keep that rational standing stance against your moral agency to actually act. Be sure to open and read the video comments description, please. San Bernardino Police Department, interference of citizens' human rights, defilement exists, do not question my resolve in these matters of imperative concern, extremely urgent imperative attention, high crimes and misdemeanors. Note. This is the very first time that you and I account IDs on Facebook have exchanged any content. As such is the case, it is against federal and universal international law to block social media accounts as is described in this video. If for any reason you choose that direction to act in a manner that is protected against touch, action forbidden, unlawfully prohibited. The content of this messenger will be archived and processed extremely similar, if not exactly similar, to this example. County of San Bernardino, District 5, Supervisor Josie Gonzalez. This URL is noted on the profile page of my Twitter account, http://twitter.com/grewup. That is an acronym. Is the past tense of the idea of being grown up. A higher consciousness. Augmented conscience, if you will, acting, knowing and believing, cutting and peeling the right thing instead of the wrong thing. The science of swearing, fuck you all haters. At GrewUp, Twitter. The latest tweets from the science of swearing, fuck you all haters. At GrewUp, I'm a targeted individual of hashtag gangstalking. Source of this hate is the leaders, directors of the Ryan White Care Act service industry. See web link for more info. San Bernardino, CA. This URL has very specific properties enabled on my internet web domains that are tech spec available to domains. Active for now going on 15 years. A text backed at for the majority of the internet 90% or more, web admins have this feature disabled. http://fuck-u-all-haters.final-code-fuck-u-america.commit-suicide-or-change-my-united-states-citizen-re.some-other-country.does-not-dash-allowed-the-haters-to-always-win.persons.fuck-it-up-human.net/supervisor.josie.gonzalez/facebook-messenger/messenger-final-fuck-u-america.html. Note that Facebook properly processes the URL. And so must you. Messenger. fuck-u-all-haters.final-code-and-call.fuck-u-america.commit-suicide-or-change-my-united-states-citizen-re.some-other-country.does-not-allow-the-haters-to-always-win.persons.fuck-it-up-human.net note that says Messenger as a title of the page. And an archive of this exact tool that we are using right now. Public users can access content of the conversation exchange. Okay, but there is no exchange. There is no actual true grit content offered by Supervisor Gonzalez except for at the very start. Take that interface that you were just now being offered and directed and deliver to you as an example of what will happen to this conversation if it is disrespecting, dishonored and dismissed into the gutter of silence. Thank you much for reading. I will follow through with a complaint, a formal and actual written sub for him and detailed complaint against the officers involved in this violation of my rights. Thank you. How do I file a complaint against an elected official? Mail a complaint form to our office. You can view our address and download a complaint form from https://countider.org/prosecution-unit. We will not answer any questions or comment on any types of complaints involving political officials on social media. How do I file a complaint against a County of San Bernardino social worker, case manager, who has also violated my rights and who is also not provided actual social services or case management services for the many months since January of 2020 that she was here at the house along with Sergeant Rogers? According to the United States Code on Provisions of Conspiracy Against Rights, we specifically states if persons two or more actually come to the residence of my house with the intention to violate my rights, which they have. To prove such a violation m federal law an offense to any kind of posturing they have, but they will excuse themselves away. I have it all documented step by step, event by event, timestamp by timestamp on my internet domains, have been acting and serving this need, this purpose, this process, a solid 15 years. The definition light used to describe these domains peripera. They serve as a live journal. United States citizen born in the city of San Bernardino, native resident. September 1, 1965. I'm age 54. You really need to look at my resume. You need to know my first job. Ever. The technical adaptation of your reckoning. Okay, your all reckoning is upon you. Take it, but I will not bow down, sit down, lay down, or be pushed down and shut the fuck up. Already gone to court. My doctor, HIV doctor, after unjustly illegally terminating my medical provider services in March of 2019. Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno, at the clinic of Borrego Health on D Street and 6th. Exactly one block away from the Norman F. Feldheim Central Library. Where are I? Yes, I am the man. I am the man who you have offended to all, and there is no escape the reckoning. No escape of this reckoning. It will proceed. It will be done correctly with no hidden folks, full wheel facets of a diamond in the rough. It will proceed if I have to file every single draft and every single paper and every single argument my fucking self, or perhaps a trip to the United Nations to find a world court expertise of legal order over your disorderly conduct that has allowed these conditions to continue and continued and continued and continued without being addressed by social services. Doctor provider care. Interconnected to politicians. All the way up the mighty chain, corruption, distortion of the CDC itself and the HIV director of the CDC, Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman, twittered. At Der Merman CDC. That along with all of you government types with the social media access interfaces have no legal or civil right to block citizen access to the media. Article 19 of the United Nations Basic Human Rights, it's so on perfect key, and I will leave you with that. Can get out the word contact your associates, your partners, your lawyers, you are manifestations of all control civil society pair. Para reckoning is at hand in the control and direction and needed, legal necessity, parameters are paradox and platforms are paradigms that must be and will be suspended over this nation. Index of Judge-Wilfred-John-Schneider-JR.fuckitupHuman.net. Thank you for reading. Please reply if you have any kind of I for what is the right thing instead of continuing to do the wrong thing here over and over and over and over. I really should go all hell's bells, Kazi Glory insane against the police agencies here, for allowing me to bellic on Twitter and on Facebook, believing that my case manager will get their attention, which never occurred. So why should I give the process to which trust is paved between me and law enforcement, the city police, the county sheriff? When according to this advice video, never, Don T, talk to the police, at any time, for any reason. https://.youtube.com/watch. V=D709XYP7EE. But the persons involved here are trapped into an informational society vortex, a binding not presence of hashtag Bartopo. So too is my case manager. All one must do is perform a Google Assistant voice command to realize this is rationally sanity true. Okay, Google. Sergeant Lanier Rogers. Declaration and notification to the downtown station of the police department has been performed and completed via fax. The good man sergeant was here in my home. The good case manager was here in my home. Both in co-conspiracy, two or more, as which will be proven, federal criminal code violations of the law. Don't talk to the police. Regent Law Professor James Duane gives viewers startling reasons why they should always exercise their Fifth Amendment rights when questioned by government off. And if there is one more person, no matter what their position of authority, that falls into this void of recognized pattern behaviors, then the content that is filed at Real Up Human will be reassigned at Fuck It Up Human, and we move into a void that the only remedy will be the United Nations and World Court. https://persons.realuphuman.net/lieutenant.nelson.carrington%20-%20san.bernardino.police%20-%20western.district.commander%20/%20 freak it up human gay sir assholes/. There is a deadline of exactly 72 hours to which I must receive a response, even if that response is, we are working in incorporating your content and media, to be offered in person, face to face, here at my residence, delivered by Western Division Commander, Lieutenant Nelson Carrington. And such a visit shall be properly, man-to-man, law officer to citizen, respectfully scheduled, by day, date, time for his arrival here, for which a presentation of forgiveness to proceed will be declared, for reconciliation. Thank you. At GrewUp 2020, at Fuck It Up Human, hashtag Fuck It Up Human, gay sir assholes, San Bernardino Police Department, Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, persons.realuphuman.net. At N at pause, at consult, at schedule-a-visit. http://facebook.com/sb-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.to-be-or-not-to-be. The -is-the-question.hivuntriatable.conspiracyexposedterminatesassac.wendy-and-homequist.fuckituphuman.net/piece-of-shit.png https://facebook.com/sb-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.to-be-or-not-to-be. The -is-the-question.hivuntriatable.conspiracyexposedterminatesassac.wendy-and-homequist.fuckituphuman.net/. This is an extension use of the QR code URL in Trees graphic. Valid. I will not be intimidated to release this hold, this mold, this cold truth. T had to accept conditions are as urgent and critical, out of bounds. That it is, yes indeed, legal necessity, the lesser of two evils, to conduct myself in this manner appropriately as needed to apply pressure and leverage onto these matters. At end. Wendy Ann Holmquist, Case Manager, Care Coordinator in Rialto, NPI 1427613231, contact and address NPI 1427613231. Wendy Ann Holmquist, Case Manager, Care Coordinator in Rialto, Practice Location Address, Taxonomy and Contact, npino.com. Technical Object Processing Note, as Facebook accepts this extension use, tech spec, URL addressing, and processes it here in this messenger tool, to provide the preview site URL, as shown, then motherfucking asshole idiotocracy here, that you don't stump and fool your very own intelligence, wise, so too must you follow these orders, to accept the content and follow through with the details, focus, and deliverance purposes and needs here, or you are in violation of Article 19. United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the person on the other end of this messenger tool, must comply. Must not deny my rights, one more fucked up human cycle disorderly conduct time. Do you hear me real? https://.un.org/n/universal-declaration-human-rights/#:text=article%2019.comma/media%20% 20% 20 regardless%20% 20 frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, is a milestone document in the history of human rights. Drafted by representatives with different legal and cultural backgrounds from all regions of the world, the declaration was proclaimed by the United Nati.un.org. And so we go. To soar into the clear blue sky to bring upon new standards, as is placed upon our community and society duty, as addressed by, written in 1994 from Oakland CA, Marlon T. Reeds. Introduction to Standards v5N1, originally posted at standards@colorado.edu, written essay. http://facebook.com/bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.the-question.hyphentriable.conspiracyexposed-terminates-us-app.resources.group.up.net/colorado.edu/mile-on%20rigs%20-20 introduction%20-20 standards%20v5n1/mile-on-rigs-introduction-to-standards. web.archive.org. http://facebook.com.sb/county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.the-question.hyphentriable.conspiracyexposed-terminates-us-app.meme.fuckitup.human.net/%23massive mischievous my beloved molding muck/QR-V5N1-standards@colorado.edu.jpg QR code URL audio link. Playtime 7:56. http://meme.group.net/%23massive mischievous my beloved molding muck/V5N1-introduction-to-standards.mp3 excerpt conclusions. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment both nationally and globally of the next century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community can and does derive from the expression, comprehension, and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, a difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word, standard, itself. For the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. meme.grewup.net. There are no fucked up human excuses here, for you to remain silent, do you get it man? Mame. Dude. Sonor. Buddy. Platizen. Lawyer. Deal with it. O.R. Home, 909-882-8759. Cell, 909-763-8281. All calls on this device are recorded, personal visit. James Martin Driscoll, age 54. Veronica Ann Driscoll, mother age 78. Map. https://.google.com/maps/place/320600+grand+vista+avenue+san+bernardino+car+92405/34.150945-11.7.313571-17z/data=exclamation mark 3m1 4b1 4m5 3m4 1's hexadecimal 8OC300353B5A27878F0XBB120DFA70B87572. 8 square meters. 3D34.150941 5. 4D-117.311168 4 3260 Grand Vista Avenue. Building 3260 Grand Vista Avenue at this location. https://.google.com/maps/contrib/106795017974718417164@84/photos/34.150945-117.311168 4/17z/data=exclamation mark 3m1 4b1 4 cubic meters 8 square meters 3m1 1e1 contributions by grewup.net peacebuilding website headquarters 0 contributions google.com https://5.googleizacontent.com/p/f1keepmeuvoisico horror of 87umok2psi=w63-h1038-p-k-no. I am expecting the standards of excellence from you. Welcome to the new world of our days, directing us to real peace, a needed recoconing, a needed resolution, a needed reconciliation, a needed enterprise of our collective effort of collective truth, collective trust, reaching new heights of our collective community wellness. I promise you, the real deal, the real dude, the real man, no fake, no fraud, no spin, not even for a fee of a single dime. At end, at complete-worldwide-peace. http://facebook.com/sbcountida.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.to-be-or-not-to-be-the-dash-is-the-question.hyvontriable.conspiracyexposed-terminates-a-sac.community.group.net/20/hashtag-words-to-live-by circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence. Hashtag words to live by circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence. http://community.group.net/words-to-live-by/words-to-live-by-art-thou-dejected. Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain. Thursday 1:57 p.m. https://.youtube.com/watch. V equals root 1 DEQ 4 LQ and list equals PL 9 FBL PDAPNX 9 YRM 4 WRVOG 40 Z 6 MRG KJJ and index equals 9, quality over quantity. A stated intention says you are going to follow through into emotion. Following through into emotion says there is a recognition in the change of your mind from intention, thus brings a new action. The rules here. 1. All are equal here. 2. If you are stuck at intention at any time to follow me through into action and motion, please restate that intention is not true. Do not waste the time of others in this space waiting and reading you. They must see, or recognize, your intentions are moving to action. Others may state you're not following through at any time it is apparent. But for sure when you know there will never be an action from your stated intentions. Please leave at the time when either you know you do not belong here in this space or your hidden agendas are called out upon you. That is peaceful and respectful. Do not argue one more cycle of waste time stated intentions. It may be silent to you, but it is not a peaceful way of being with others. Do not return here until you can be honest and free-flowing with no hidden agendas. Thank you. At GRUUP, great reasons us, you, I, and all here, will unite peace. Group sharing, quality over quantity, no hidden agendas Friday 3:09 a.m. Please do not insult my intelligence to conclude and express to me that this hate conspiracy, as outlined here, does not exist. Exclamation mark. Powered by this video and knowing that by confronting this matter because my case manager will not actually process the necessary details on the authority of management administration personnel of the San Bernardino Police Department, the immediate deception the position of a police department will be put into strife as shown in this video is all too possible. I have to issue a complaint with the San Bernardino Police Department against Sergeant Lanier Joseph Rogers Free that takes into account the details that were expressed in the house here in the living room dining room table. This is where he basically had already sized me up to be delusional when I mentioned the problem I'm having with gang stalking. He tells me that he'll be sure to get somebody to help me. The interface to which draws upon case manager Wendy Ann Holmquist. During that session with Sergeant Rogers. A very unusual request was made apparent. I have been in contact with the Riverside office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation during one of their agent enforcement agent visits to this house in the prior days prior to the arrival of Sergeant Rogers. Okay, Rogers gave me a direct command, do not contact the FBI ever again in these regards. I thought that was kind of suspicious and strange at the time and still do. Rogers tells me that the FBI agent that I had prior face-to-face exchange when was a personal friend of his. At this very moment I do not have dates at my reach as I share this video. But I do have dates in my record for sure. Completely dismissed, Sergeant Rogers continues the silence of being a fake. My complaint is about my need to control the outer community societal element on social media that coalesced among themselves to create a coalition and a mission, very specific mission of collected force agenda, a patterned recognized curtain that is on every single window looking out. I'm looking into this. It would be called to his highest form one of the most elusive powers that are allowed to operate the dark heart among our people. My human rights, my right of freedom even at my childhood home here in San Bernardino. It will become self-evident. It is a fact they, organized gang stalking coalition, that I seem to attract and attach onto my digital footprint then into cyberlife and real life affected situations. By my legally exercising my United States citizen rights. Not being protected. And my international human rights, that are outside my reach of outside oversight and authority of the United Nations, and imbalance of shaky ground forces. It is they, not I, who are violating the law. This is not just a civil law, they are violating my rights, who for most, many do not truly find themselves needing to address law enforcement to protect these rights, for them too hard to grasp this truth. In our society, that allow these creatures to coalesce, to form a coalition, to seek out to destroy and annihilate a single human's life path, that is the odds and the holding that I am actually being held in. To find this scheme, long-standing, decades perhaps more than a century empowered under this hierarchy of hate, way so overkill to specifically target, dirt poor little man of mention, me. But as I have come to understand hashtag gangstalking, I am, as it defines for many, I am a targeted individual. a victim of stalking by a collective organized group, social to know its embedded grip to governmental organization agencies of social service providers. I can actually identify campaigns and individuals, this is a criminal enterprise. Yes, I say criminal enterprise because somebody somewhere somehow is getting paid somehow, getting kickbacks somehow, the money must be flowing to keep them from being placed into the investigative process by law enforcement officers of all authorities from local police, local county sheriff, State Department of Justice O, and of course Federal Bureau of Investigation. All of these agencies are under the authority to protect the citizens from these activities. That would be citizen James Martin Driscoll, born September 1, 1965 in the city and county of San Bernardino, California, in the lovely area of the Inland Empire where it just so happens. Where the biker gang, another criminal enterprise, known as a Hell's Angels, a foundation started. Check your history and see how close Fontana is. The biker club of the Hell's Angels' next opening regional club location happens to be Oakland, California, where all of this actually began 15 years ago in the city of Oakland. https://.youtube.com/watch. v=vnj5f1jmkns and feature equals share. What happens when you try to file a complaint against a police officer? It is in 2005 registered addresses of my internet domains marked this time unquestionably, unsuspiciously and unendorsed. The purpose of my internet domains, as a presence that is unchallengeable to this realism truth. These two demands and then the third paddling in July of the following year. The exclusive intellectual property and information network processing holding at this author and this victim of the societal allegiances to their dying breath everyone that is involved to hate. These allegiances are strong. These allegiances are loyal and apparently these are allegiances are hush-hush. And in fact these allegiances do have tokenized racial examples and not flatten who they seem to be. A very disturbing political story I will attach as a reply reflects this statement as more factually true than some fine line issue I just call interview with no substitutive connections and ties to these horses forces endorsers of hate. Bricked by no regard for a foundation story of mine here. S. Coerced by intimidation or funded to carry the overall the hate organization bottom line mission. They will never, 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 never turn tail and betray this equation. They will never, 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 never actually call for their removal of power to not turn a blind eye by law enforcement to actually become prosecuted for the violations they perpetrate against the society and against the individual. Come on, come on, come on, give me a fucking break. Offenses and violations of high crimes and misdemeanors of conspiracy, protected and insulated from this equation. Perry. Those who are involved acts as the classic gangster mafia members as untouchables. As I placed to the County of San Bernardino District Attorney earlier in Facebook Messenger. I am willing without an actual lawyer to file every single paper, to fill out every single form, to conduct every single piece of investigative process, to conduct myself professionally and legal, to uproot and supplant its very destructive force. It's happening in our culture, local communities, to statewide obliteration. Even the President of the United States of America, Donald John Trump, elected not by popular vote, is a prime candidate to remain in this power. A classic example of United States American hypocrisy questioned to highest global offense. This must be supplanted. This must be done. It is I who has this mission and it is I who will bring down almighty wrath. Informational digital bits and bytes destroy their dark deep-seated vision. Everlasting hate will never ever ever relinquish itself to peace. For the fucking second time declared here, do not fucking insult my intelligence to express to me here or in person that this hate conspiracy is not what is actually more expansive involved and entailed into the special interests of law enforcement to ignore the haters' acts, even murder, that what has been expressed above is not actually a more inconvenient truth that you all can acknowledge, that what was just expressed by me is absolutely on key to be more rationally expressed here as true, 85% higher than not true in all of these regards that are directing their cause of hate mission agendas into my life. Do not insult my intelligence to express and tell me that this hate conspiracy does not exist. https://.theckit.com/2019/03/black-man-found-dead-in-house-of-democratic-donor-ed-buck.html. In front of a jury, if jury to remain untouched and impartial, is where these cases must be fast-tracked into the social justice, as what is involved in my life, gay black men, the obvious sideline misnomer encapsulated incalculable reckoning of collateral damage, social forces of powers to include all levels of political civil society influences and law enforcement involvements, to hold the most UN American activity, to be allowed to go on and on and on, bulldozed by hate. Enough is a fucking enough. If you do not capture yourself to respond to me a response of responsibility to cause a wake tidal force here, of trust, then you are so fucking lost to your stated mission of excellence. This would be a fucking lie. Equal justice for all. The San Bernardino District Attorney's Office serves the residents, business owners, and visitors of San Bernardino County, California. Our number one priority is the prosecution of those responsible for committing crimes within our communities so that the safety and security of others are protected. Working in conjunction with some of the finest law enforcement agencies California has to offer, we will pursue justice on behalf of victims and their families. More lies, perhaps. I bet. District Attorney Anderson's mission includes respecting and inspiring confidence in the rule of law both inside and outside the office, collaboratively ensuring justice with excellence, integrity and compassion, stewarding public resources to hold the guilty accountable, supporting victims of crime, honoring the humanity of all involved in the criminal justice system, restoring a culture of service and accountability to the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office. He has vowed to make the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office the best law firm in the county. That very last statement means this channel of connection, of conversation, progresses forward and upward. Otherwise, that last statement you made is a motherfucking lie. Once more, how it is possible to build trust with you? I am calling for our interface here to spark relationship to trust. Second man found dead in the house of prominent Democratic donor. Police have now confirmed that both men died of accidental methamphetamine overdoses. Thekyard.com. You cannot escape by blocking this channel, by claiming I am committing some kind of offense, when, as the times call for it, the language here, appropriate to these circumstances, get a clue, you are being confronted, and I will not accept more fucking lies. https://discovermagazine.com/health/worried-about-your-fowl-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-could-for-you. Worried about swearing too much. Science says you shouldn't be people who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent, studies show. discovermagazine.com. Do you hear me, sir? Do you hear me, madam? Can we please proceed, socially responsible, to the event castings of our National Agenda Day? Note these music extension links are valid. http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school, honesty, honesty, Billy Joel. Hope is good. http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school, disturbed, sound of silence, disturbed, the sound of silence, March 2816. Disturbed performs a track from their album Immortalized. More Conan at http://teamcoco.com/video-teamcoco is the official YouTube channel of Late Night Host. Do you have an appreciation to the music being directed here for social messaging? Barbara Streisand, High Society Caliper, do you agree? http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school, Don't Lie to Me, Barbara Streisand, Don't Lie to Me, official lyric video. Don't Lie to Me, music video written and directed by Barbara Streisand from her new album Walls. Listen to Don't Lie to Me and Walls here, http://smar. Please save the hate critique for someone else. I am not put off here, but frankly must complete this messenger content encapsulated area, for the HTML page here, with all content showing just like it is here to the public, will be placed for the record. This hate conspiracy terminates. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP. http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school, Behind Blue Eyes, 01, The Who Behind Blue Eyes lyrics video. This song is Behind Blue Eyes, obviously, by The Who. I did the lyrics in Windows Movie Maker and MS Paint. Check out my other lyrics videos, wherever I may. YouTube.com. You get 100 points, be honest, do not look it up on search engine, Google, the quoted phrase, lions, tigers, bears, oh my, is sourced from. http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school, lions, lions. Listen to Lions by Skip Marley, hashtag Norp on hashtag SoundCloud, soundcloud.com. Select a random piece mission music track from this network. http://facebook.com.sb/countita.san-bernardino-county-district-attorney.protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question. Hive untriatable, conspiracy exposed, terminates ASAP, music, a Wesson Chromo Bone Playroom, school/music-select-random-track.html at grewup2019, select random piece music track. facebook.com/sb-countida-san-bernardino-county-district-attorney-protected-citizen-rights.tob or not to be, that is the question, hivuntriatable, conspiracy exposed terminates app, music, a Wesson chromobone playroom, school. If you remain there silence, I state my intention here to you, I will take this image of your logo, a badge of authority, and declare the truth, it is a bald bold-face lie, and distribute the image, with a QR scan code, to direct to the archived data copy of this interface tool, enhanced with audio spoken voice narrative interface. You must be held to stand accountable for the statements and commitments and professed mission meanings, that you state are your intentions. Or all of society is doomed. https://countida.org/wp-content/uploads/sites/42/2020/04/logo-400x400.png. sbcountida.org. We are as sick as our secrets, God's eye sees all secrets, the bridge recovery. http://facebook.com/sbcountida-san-bernardino-county-district-attorney-protected-citizen-rights.to-be-or-not-to-dash-be.the-is-the-question.hivuntriatable.conspiracy-exposed-terminates-app.community.grub.net/17/. Spoken voice narrative interactive release 4 minutes 07 sec. We are as sick as our secrets, the bridge center. We are as sick as our secrets, TBC devotionals. We are as sick as our secrets, Abby Sharp, SECRETS. The hidden corners in our lives that are difficult to keep, but even more difficult to share. Secrets which are not confined to whispered confessions from a friend over dinner, but which are stored. TheBridgesCenterRecovery.org. https://dot/greekquotes.com/wp-content/uploads/2014/09/if-you-have-to-dash-sneak-to-dash-do-it-lie-to-dash-cover-it-up-or-delete-jpg-do-you-agree. Hashtag TimeSoup. This is a required, prerequisite audio listening detail before you are given consent here to proceed, in calculated misunderstanding, calculated deceptions, untruths or to reach for that Facebook open process feature, known as block, which the human performing such act is by First Amendment declaration, prohibited from such action of punitive power wielded against me. Title. ...... is unfriending on social media really a good thing? Also relates to blocking. 15 minute 29 sec audio, source, Life Science. http://facebook.com/sb-countida-san-bernardino-county-district-attorney-protected-citizen-rights.to-be-or-not-to-dash-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under-score-under- check. I had to go out to the 7-Eleven convenience store a few minutes ago. When I got back to the attention of this messenger chat area, it is noticed that the human operator, admin of this page and messenger tool has placed themselves into active status here, in the off, normal open operating hours, that is noted at the top of this chat. The activity associated to the San Bernardino County District Attorney human admin shows this chat window, seen by timestamp as, seen by San Bernardino County District Attorney 3:18 a.m. The content pointer reflecting the very bottom newest content added to this conversation. As placed as cited example, this messenger tool can be, Control-S, saved in HTML format and placed onto any public web server and accessed by free access by the public as well as the contents here submitted to the Surface Web as search engine indexed relevant information society details. If for any reason, the human user of this tool has placed blocking or restrictive exchange use since that human's discovery of the subject matter of this exchange area, upon, send key, submit, it will be immediately rejected by Facebook server rather than processed. I suspect, as emoji predictable, must prove true, the continued path of informational warfare will, future, event test true. The hate agenda activated here, by this toggle digital status switch, human intersections, divided states of hidden forces. The continued violation of my human rights, never diverted, set onto our unalterable course direction. The complete life destruction and annihilation of a native-born San Bernardino human person, who is a current resident once more, in my childhood home, the home to which I grew up in, and is the registrant internet domain of GrewUp.net. United States citizen. Born September 1, 1965. Notice of creations of content-friendly spoken voice audio narrative of the entire shared express points of view placed upon you in this Facebook Messenger tool. Friday, July 24, 2020, 4:51 a.m. At Grew Up 2020. Great reasons us will unite peace, oh are not. Aha, not blocked, thank you sirs, madams, do I have an opening here of rationality. Audio content spoken voice narrative transcription, processing. Est completion time, 16 minutes. Friday 9:28 a.m. Good morning, James. How can we help you? At this point, I would like to follow up with ideology approach that you would actually follow through to a statement that you have claimed to make. I doubt that I am actually talking to the county district attorney himself in this interface. But I have a public and private life. And it is in shambles my greatest law-abiding law-enforcing department staff. Am I county native-born and native-born city of San Bernardino resident? Born September 1, 1965. That makes me age 54. I'm currently within the home under the roof at the house that I grew up in since I was age 5. Me and my mother are trying to solve and resolve and commit to a new future. All resources are restricted from our use. All case management detached, all social services detached. All Hive doctor provider care I forcefully terminated with no cause. In fact, the doctor had a fiduciary responsibility in this case to follow the AMA Journal of Ethics, which he failed. That is a fiduciary responsibility to repair difficult patient-doctor relationship s. I have been back here in this home for almost 3 years. From Denver, where I had to suffer through an 11-month hate and harassment campaign that the community was not acknowledging. It was the actual leaders and the director second tier in charge of Colorado AIDS Project, the perpetrator, the puppeteer of this hate campaign against me. And it's happening here all over again in my very own hometown. There is nothing stopping people from bullying and overrunning and wiping out and annihilating clients they don't fucking like. The content that I have put together for you is that alone I have an actual file. The audio file of the transcript of this chat. But I would rather you take a real concern, go up to the very, very top. And we'd letter-letter word the word paragraph to paragraph, submission to submission, okay, and reply and to active relevant comment on how you can help me, please. An inconvenient challenge for you here, sir. Prove the statement is true. Beyond a reasonable doubt, 10 make it happen, sir, I need you. Mr. Anderson is a firm believer in connecting with the community by attending events, speaking with members of the community in person, and using the power of social and digital media. Social media tag. Hashtag Hive Untreatable. My very last doctor that was assigned to my HIV care, my doctor Eric Tomomi Shijino. It was in March of 2019 period. The topic I'm standard repair and my concerns that the community was not actually meeting nor maintaining a great score. He was working in the clinic of Borrego Hilt here in downtown San Bernardino. They have a Twitter account, as well as a Facebook account. Twittered, Borrego Hilt. As an HIV direct relative matter. The doctor stand between the patient, me, the clinic, and the actual CDC HIV director, Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman, at Der Merman CDC. And that I had waited for a good solid 6 to 8 months prior with his doctor before I actually bring this matter to a front. I had placed upon Twitter an introduction, check to the CDC HIV director, using social media as a government agency and his presence as a social actor. I waited until it was my blood results session with my face-to-face doctor before I brought the matter up. My doctor refused to have such a discussion with me, absolutely insane, absolutely outrageous. A matter of into the guttermuck. Against all decency, what is apparently presented in POS magazine articles. Such a dark pee, deep, 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 dark hole fattened up for me. They keep telling me like a hammer and I'm the nail. Over and over and over on top of my head, which of the ground I am put in place. I should know my place, I guess, for I am fighting for my right to live. They are not going to get away with pizza, they. You won't abide and protect my rights and protects the law and reprimand them into submission to give me back my social services, my case management and my doctor care, will you? But there is no end to this, absolutely no end. This is something serious, sir, something very serious. Can I please have a face-to-face with the actual Attorney General in my home, please? Can I have that, please, as a citizen in a state of emergency, please? You won't be there, you'll deny me, you'll find your excuses to not confront this matter, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Let's play childish games and release a bunch of balloons in the air and see where they land. I know I will be dead in a year. Have I got your fucking attention? James, I'm still trying to understand what you are asking. We don't handle anything related to HIV or benefits. That would be the health department. Even though Dr. Shijino terminated my doctor-provider care in March of 2019 and followed through that I was trying to make corrections to him that he was following the wrong course, but nobody's listening to me, poor little old me with absolutely no ties to a community empowerment of integrity. He even taken to file a complaint in court and harassment charge and threats of violence restraining order. I have the entire fax record, I have the entire voicemail and communications to their office record. There is absolutely no threat that can be conceived of, sir, but all you have to do is DA person that is somehow revered in this community when they should be chastised into regrettable course that they are followed. The case that is on file was handled county court records. Judge Wilfred John Schneider, JR, court magistrate. like I would have any kind of fairness with that character. Civ. DS 1921276. Not only did the doctor terminate my HIV treatment services so unjustly, illegally, unethically. He was supposed to actually provide a real referral, give me first me back to the County Department of Health, where I had already interacted this hate paradigm with Dr. Christopher Eric Berger. Again, I have all of the taxes online, the whole record is available for the public to review, absolutely no conditions of true threats. The statement I made was actually in a report submission to the FBI on site. I had 2.5-hour sessions with his doctor when my involvement was with that Department of Public Health. And that was when I first arrived here in town, that was where I chose to find my first give a flying fuck care. They turned on me too, of course, because this is such a bad story I have to tell, acknowledge and fix people. Even though Dr. Chigineau terminated services in March of 2019, and my attempts to make a question to him via fax, he filed a court case against me which led to his winning a restraining order pink just like Dr. Berger. My record is completely trashed, so I need to repair my record, sir, for the record, sir, this needs to be fixed. I have done absolutely nothing wrong. And it has been the doctors that have been absolutely done dirty deeds, done dirt cheap wrong. I have a feeling you know exactly what I'm talking about. You won't help me out of me, you'll allow them to win, and to the death of me I'll be dead in a year. Also, this time of conflict with Dr. Chigineau, you would think every single thing would be severed, right? You would be wrong. Current, he was still refilling my medications, even though he was not my actual doctor. He was refilling my medications at my pharmacy for almost a full year. The unfortunate truth, but then the doctor has taken the story to his grave. He died April 10, 2020 at the age of 45 from some sort of apparent complication of a stroke, as the public story goes. I have been visited care in my home from the City of San Bernardino Police Department at least 5 separate times to investigate my writing on the internet, including the writing that I was sending to Dr. Chicken out at Borrego Health. Yes, Dr. Chicken. He had the nerve to do this to me. I told the officers that have visited me that I was willing to commit to violating the restraining order if he was successful to put one against me. Which he did, which it was a kangaroo court, and yes, I did actually follow through with my saved intentions, and about a week and a half before he died I violated the restraining order, taxi in his office and faxing the police, have faxing every single contact in my list of contacts that are related to the story here in this home of a travesty, sir, see a complete farce, complete fraud, HIV care and social services that is actually a systemic national scope problem. And I can definitely know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, find the information or data sets that proves this is accurate, this is a scope of conspiracy. And don't you believe any other thing, and don't you insult my intelligence and tell me that this is not true. Absolutely outrageous, this has been going on for decades, sir, decades, will you help me? Will I receive a call to schedule a visit from the actual Attorney General to my home to discuss these matters, legally, collectively, intelligently, with a course of action and resolve? Is he will consider getting his hands dirty in all of this? As each day passes, the sun goes up and the sun goes down, the night is dark and it ain't proud. I cannot have an open and honest relationship with my HIV doctors, and I need my doctors for that matter, but they won't let it happen. This is a grand hate fear, Caesar, and you, I believe, know the actual underlying facts. Prove your independence, your impartiality, your disinterestedness. Make the statements happen that are on your website that you claim, or suck you, you're a fucking bunch of liars. And I will be dead in a year. Asterisk heads should roll, sir, asterisk, asterisk, start here, case manager Wendy Ann Holmquist. The web presence of this internet domain has been legally active and running on the internet since 2005. Do not challenge my knowledge of electronic internet law. You will be toast if we held a stage debate in front of an audience, sir. You will be toast. Do I have your fucking real? Play it no more fucked up human lies. This game of a hate conspiracy terminates. I call you out, checkmate. The call records, for Wendy Ann Holmquist, reflect the bias that is in her tone, to the interface with the San Bernardino Police Department, as crisis intervention, as I have been psychiatrically hospitalized. Everything that is placed onto this story is a standard to the top level, only placed onto the rung of public web search surface indexed, 85% more likely true, 15% maybe false. That has been the standing standard since the creations of my internet domains, first registered June of 2005. A full 15-year live life journal of Clotize and James Martin Driscoll, the documentation record is self-evident. It is now time for the civil society to acknowledge the record, and release this, acknowledge this, terminate this. It has been allowed to go on, to carry on, as those it is natural for all of this hate chaos, when it absolute unacceptable, intolerable. And I will not compromise the need of truth, to sit down and shut the fuck up, to lie and deceive, the record of integrity, sir. I refuse to play along with your fucked up human game you have created here. Do you fucking hear me? Have I gotten your fucking attention? Take the time, go to the absolute topmost mark of this messenger window, read the written word, letter to letter, word to word, paragraph to paragraph, submit box to submit box, media and external link to link, the record here is the truth. There is absolutely no way to say it, sir, you all are busted. You would understand, if you oblige the request, to fully read this record, before you excuse your obligation to do so. When will the San Bernardino County District Attorney be available to complete and fulfill the gist of this statement? Mr. Anderson is a firm believer in connecting with the community by attending events, speaking with members of the community in person, and using the power of social and digital media. Do not cross this line. If you do not have actual complete integrity-wise answers that make logical practical sense in this communication conversation, okay. You are still playing this game. I will not accept, no we can't do that, as an answer sir. 1. James Martin Driscoll 3260 Grand Vista San Bernardino CA 92405. Mobile, 909-763-8481. All calls on this device are recorded. Landline 909-882-8759. Calls are not recorded. You are welcome and encouraged to have a discussion with my mother. Social Security number, 547-45-3504 CDL, C233-3746. Birthdate, September 1, 1965. Birthplace, San Bernardino CA San Bernardino High School Graduate Centennial Class, 1883-1983. What else do you need from me, to hold a citizen here, properly focused and properly received, in that you must provide a pathway of rebuilding recourse, to fix this weighty truth, to protect and honor and accept, United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 19. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, United Nations. Who else would it be that you can shift this burden onto? Absolutely no one, sir. It is you. Sorry for this inconvenient truth. That question was perfect timing. If you were to honor my request here, go to the top of this, read the record into the realism of truth, you would know that I have asked for the human person's name that I am communicating with here. The request is a practical one, a building and honoring trust. Perhaps I did not. As easy, to do, sir, but you will refuse. As you know my citizen name here, as this Facebook Messenger interface will be used here like you have never used it before, I bet. Can we have an equalization of our communication conversation channel here? Can I get your real citizen person human name? First name alone is acceptable, so I can address you as human rather than a Facebook page identity. Thank you. Can I please have your name? I do not even know if you are a man or a woman or genderless as the currents of customs are, 8:39 a.m. https://twitter.com/grew/status/12873655666598461444 The science of swearing, fuck you all haters. On Twitter. @BarackObama diagnosed #HiveSep1999 T cell count tested at 156, making my entire specialized healthcare and interface to social services as beyond HIV pos into full blown AIDS. The dirty label begins #gangstalking follows to never ever end. https://.co/wouldyoujj@twitter.com Hi James. Thank you for contacting our office. Please send us your message, but know that we may not respond until we get back in the office, which is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 12:43 a.m. You reply to San Bernardino County District Attorney, what's your phone number? Oh my lord, this question here, I really need to put the Lord's Prayer standing in reply, inserted here. From this question, the TQ, trust quotient, placed upon the outward, straight and narrow, points of view here, I must truly be, publicenemy1, as such a statement meme passes into the continued documented and web presence placement digital storage, retrovival, personal information system, that is defined, active, web surface indexed visible to seachers, my work effort, product, adhances to logics demands a standard here, that standard is simply stated, the internet domain name intellectual property that was secured placed into active presence in June 2005. July 2006. @realuphuman.net, @grewup.net, @fuckituphuman.net. A triad interconnected structure logic of informational theory design of recombinant memetics, have and do serve content created as a personal live life journal affixing with a tech spec internal activated technology syntax URL addressing feature available to all internet domains across the globe. This applied section of rules applied to internet domains applies to two different functions of web presence processes. Each having the rule set of valid use characters that are allowed to be defined and each separately can be active or disabled. Both these digital objects under these configuration settings have no requirement to be active to handle the specific protocol requests. Most internet users are exposed to this custom user-defined namespace when creating POP3 valid email addresses that are position left, union affixed to the internet domain. X digital object. Most internet users may not realize actually the maximum length of this namespace. Open to be extremely long if a user desires to use such lengthy names as a domain name email address where such values are input into use. The submit rules that help the user input the name, a technology spec that guides the input tool. User example name at wushwecalledmakeaid.com. A secondary, digital object, applies to the data pointers found to define URL addressing. To the position left, union affixed to the actual begin physical content URL data pointer, this same namespace is open to be defined. Adaptable to handle outside predefined names, the full use is in working theory, a use exactly inverse. This can be used to process naming that are extremely diffuse and diverse onto the net without an error to reject the data request. As long as the rules of character set and length are not exceeded, anything goes here, processes valid requests. This gives admins of web content linking designs a way to become actively involved in the individual web pointer data to the naming left of the URL addressing. An idea of active allowance, what is good for the goose is good for the gander, these are two interplaying functions of internet domain name processing that are rather out to an expositional of use, extremely name complex as one can, if they desire to open such layers to this complexity. https://ipinum.com/564x/47/34/cc/4734cc8d89a7c4cod8bb1656do2848.jpg call recording 1. http://sir-mike-isocialcop-buyers.a-key-holder.violations.fuckitupumangaceras-holes.webdomains.realupumand.net/scount-ida.org/calricids/san-bernardino-county-district-Attorney-Mike-09090975-1752_2020-07-24_OA-33-28.mp3 Hello. If you are looking for contact information, here you go. San Bernardino County. District Attorney's Office 303 W 3rd Street San Bernardino, CA 92415-909-382-3800. However, if it's easiest, send us a message here on Facebook. Seen by San Bernardino County District Attorney at 12:56 a.m. call recording 2. http://sir-mike-isocialcop-buyers.a-key-holder.violations.fuckitupumangaceras-holes.webdomains.realupumand.net/scount-ida.org/calricids/san-bernardino-county-district-attorney-1985-4372-3549_2020-07-24_08-43-33.mp3 James. SMS chat conversation content archive, XML saved file. http://sir-mike-isocialcop-buyers.a-key-holder.violations.fuckitupumangaceras-holes.webdomains.realupumand.net/scount-ida.org/sir-mike-isocialcop-buyers-smsblocking-workaround-msg-072620-1.vzm We are keeping the content filed, a here it shall remain. sir-mike-isocialcop-buyers.a-key-holder.violations.fuckitupumangaceras-holes.webdomains.realupumand.net Mailtrack sender notified by Mailtrack July 27, 20, 1 hour 14 minutes and 19 seconds a.m.